last of the double digits, show number 99. We've got a last 5 and 5. Podcasting has gone to the dogs. We've got free poll software. We've got the winner of our contest and tips on organizing your show content. All on today's School of Podcasting's morning announcement.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson, and our official website, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking for a podcast coach to get your feet wet with podcasting, or if you're already podcasting and you're ready to take it to the next level, check it out, risk-free, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, very easy. Just send an email to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can contact us on our toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Get your own voicemail for $2 a month and never have to worry about losing your phone number like you do with some of those free services. And what am I skipping here? Oh, anything we talk about today can be found in our show notes, and that's at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. But hey, we've got a contest that ended last month, and that was for a sound effects package. In fact, let me play you a little bit about the sound effects package here before we give it away. All right, and that the prize today is courtesy of SoundDogs.com, the largest online library of sound effects and production music. What we're giving away is what's called Dog Pack 3. It's 103 professionally mastered downloadable sound effects. And so what I've done here is I've gone out to random.org, and I'm using the random integer, random integer generator, and our chances here are 1 in 147. What we've done here is we have paid subscribers to the School of Podcasting, as well as if you added me to your favorites, or if you're a fan of the School of Podcasting out at Podcast Pickle. So some people did that. And so now I'm going to click my button here and say, give me a number between 1 and 147. And survey says number 100. Okay. And that goes to, let me go to my spreadsheet, Paul Clifford of the Techno Babble Show at technobabbleshow.com. You are the winner of Dog Pack number 3, and I will be contacting you to get your information, and I will supply that to Sound Dogs, and they will then ship that over to you. So congratulations, Paul. And I know if you didn't win, you're probably just going, you know... Yeah, I know. It's sad. But the good news is I've already contacted another company, and I think we're going to have another contest in the very near future. So stay tuned to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Not only do we give you hopefully good content, but hey, a chance to win free stuff. And if you don't know how to subscribe to the podcast, go over to learn2subscribe.com. I've got a tutorial there that'll show you how you can easily put some code into iTunes or click a button, and every week when I put out a new show, you just fire up iTunes and boom, it automatically gets downloaded. And in fact, if you're a podcaster listening to this, you can actually link to that same tutorial over at learn2subscribe.com.
So, do you have a favorite podcast? How would you like to help them out and maybe win $100 for yourself?
Are you willing to do what it takes to claim the cash?
That's right, $100 for yourself.
The clock is ticking.
Starting August 10th, 2007 at 2 p.m. Central Time, the Reviews for Riches contest will start. Podcast Pickle will award $100 each week to one lucky person. Every week for For 4 weeks, Podcast Pickle will award this prize, $100. How do I enter should be your next question. Just add a review at any podcast at podcastpickle.com. Every time you add a review, you are automatically entered into the weekly contest.
Come on.
Yes, it is that easy. You help your favorite podcast by reviewing them, and you help yourself to a chance at $100. That's what I call a win-win situation. Go to podcastpickle.com for more information.
All right, a couple quick rules here. The following ground rules. Enter as many times as you like, obviously. Each review must be 29 words or more. No copying and pasting the same review for multiple shows. Since this is our contest, we have the final say on what we consider to be a legitimate review. Needless to say, this podcast is really, 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 really good. Will not make the cut. This is only for reviews placed on the Podcast Pickle website. Each legitimate review counts as one entry into the drawing. The contest starts each week on Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time and ends on the following Friday at 1:59 Central Time. To enter a review, find the podcast itself on podcastpickle.com and simply click the review tab. Once there, click the add a review button. You must be logged in as a user at Podcast Pickle to leave a review. All reviews will be confirmed manually before the prize money is paid. So there you go. Another fun-filled activity at podcastpickle.com. So very cool site. Although I'll have to call Gary because right now I had to go to this in Firefox because my Internet Explorer, you know what? I think my computer's just wacky, but I'm having a problem with the Pickle right now with Internet Explorer. But when I say Gary, I mean you can also check out Gary and myself and Paul Culligan and Rob from Podcast 411. We do a show called Today in Podcasting. You can find that at todayinpodcasting.com. And Gary is the man behind Podcast Pickle, so he sent me that promo, and I was more than happy to play it. And so check that out. But I thought I would give my tip today is something I just started doing. I have, you know, especially as your show starts to get popular, you know, people will send you clips in Gmail if you're using something like that. Or, you know, and sometimes it's a text comment. Sometimes it's an audio comment. And the problem with Gmail, if you get a lot of email, is you see it, and even if you tag it, like you can put a little tag and say next podcast, you then end up, in some cases, a lot of things in that next podcast. So it comes down to organizing your material. And so this is kind of a, you know, a lot of times people are like going, I don't have enough material for my podcast. This is the opposite. I have too much. How do I keep it organized? And I've started this, and it seems to be working a little better because I tend to lose things in Gmail if you get a ton of stuff. So it's simple. I made a folder on my desktop called SOP for School of Podcasting. And right now I'm looking at the folder that says 08-06-07 because that's the day that this podcast is out. And in there are some last five and five calls. There's a couple other things in here. And anything that's text, I put into like a Word document or a text editor, and I throw into that folder. So when it comes time to record that podcast, something that I've received a week ago is already there. So anytime I get any kind of information, it takes a little bit of discipline. But when I get that information, I save it in that folder. And then as soon as I get done with this podcast, if there's something there I want to save for future, I'll move it into some sort of archive folder, which I have on another hard drive. Or if it's just stuff that was just for the show, I delete it and regain that space. And then I immediately make the folder for next week's podcast. So when it comes time to do the podcast, because I found this in some cases where I've received things, you know, literally the day of the show, and it didn't make the show. So it's been sitting there for a week. And probably if that was in my email, a week's worth of email would have come in from that time, and it gets lost in the shuffle. So I'm trying this. Any tips you have? I mean, I've tried, what was I using? I was using Yahoo Notes for a while. I was using Google, had some sort of notepad thing I was using for a while. But for this just seems for me to work, at least at this point. So until something else comes along. How are you? How do you do your preparation? How do you organize, I guess is a better way. How do you organize your show information so that you don't let things trickle through and go, oh, I forgot to put that in the podcast. I would love to hear that. You can send it in at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or call it in 888-563-3228. Hey, next up, we always have, in fact, this is one of the things that inspired this, is we are having more and more people call in, and this is great. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I always ask the question on this show, hey, what were the last five podcasts you listened to? And if you can shed a little insight into what it is and things like that, it would be great to know. Well, we got a twofer. Yeah, we got a two-for-one on a phone call. Well, here, you'll understand when you hear the phone call. Here it is, our last five and five.
Hey, Dave Jackson. This is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.com for calling with the last five and five for the School of Podcasting. But I'm joined here by Rich Palmer, and I'm going to let Rich give his last five and five.
Hey, Dave. Rich Palmer from Audio Gumshoe, audiogumshoe.com up in Dayton, Ohio. And here's my last five that I've listened to. I've listened to Amped New Music Weekly, the Seventh Son series, of course. I'm in book three. Podcast called FIR for Immediate Release. And, of course, the Project Studio Network. And, finally, Kids Life Work Life. Those are my last five. Here's Dan.
And, Dave, my last five and five were Morning Stories at the out of WGBH in Boston, WGBH.org, slash Morning Stories. And then I was listening to Coverville, Chillcast with Angie B, Live Spring Weekend Music Podcast, and Friday Night Dance Party. Make it a great day. Bye.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Boy, two for the price of one. Gotta love that. That's JIMMPodcast.com and AudioGumshoe.com. Thanks, Rich and Dan. And speaking of promos, were we talking about promos? Well, we're talking about other podcasts. Here's another podcast that has come back from the dead.
Hey, who doesn't love a parade? The big marching bands, the dazzling majorettes, the funny clowns, and the beautiful floats. And after all those wonderful entertainers, there's that one guy at the end of the parade cleaning up the horse. Well, that man is me. I'm Dave Jackson, and I want you to join me every week as I bring you the best of the worst bands at the PodSafe Music Network. Hey, just because you suck doesn't mean you don't deserve a little exposure. I mean, after all, what are the best episodes of American Idol? Those weeks where those creepy, crazy, tone-deaf people do their best, and it's the worst. So join me at bestoftheworstpodcast.com and help us pick the best of the worst. By the end of the show, you'll wish you were deaf.
Yes, I had not done that podcast for almost a whole year, and yet I kept getting at least one person a month going, are you going to ever bring that back? So I brought it back. But here's what I did, and here's the podcasting tip. If you want to add polls to your website, there are a lot of free things and open source stuff. Find a cool website, though. I like it. Poll Daddy, PollDaddy.com. And they actually have a widget you can put there, and then you just update the poll on in their interface, and it automatically updates the widget. I don't know if that makes sense, and it's one of those things you kind of have to do to see it in action. But if you want to add polls to your website, it's a free service. That's the other kind of cool thing, and that's what I'm doing with this podcast. I told the listeners, I said, hey, you know, at the end of the show, you have to go to my website and vote for the best of the worst, and I'm not putting out a new show until I get 20 votes. So I'm holding my podcast hostage, I guess, and until we get some people to vote. So check it out, bestoftheworstpodcast.com. And as I mentioned, yes, podcasting has gone to the dogs, and so many people think, you know, I could do a podcast, but, you know, somebody else is doing a podcast similar to this topic, and, you know, and I always tell people, look, you are bringing you and your creativity to the podcast. Now, let me just give you a quick. This is from the Sled Dog podcast. Check this out.
Hi there. My name is Shoni. If you could see me, you would think I was just an ordinary dog, but I'm not. See, I'm a sled dog.
Yeah.
Which means I pull a sled that carries a musher.
Now, what's really cool about this, number one, I have no interest at all in sled dogs. I will never be a musher. But by, this is from Tim Dewey and the Sled Dog Podcast. So I was listening to it. I'm like, and so they're telling stories. They're teaching you about sled dogging. All right. But they came up with this character of Shoney, the retired sled dog. So I learned all this stuff about hike and this means right and this means left and all sorts of. So I'm learning about sled dogging, and it's one of those things where it's kind of entertaining and I don't even realize I'm learning until I get done. Very, very cool. So that's, realize your creativity, you know, and because Tim could have just said, well, today we're going to talk about, you know, this and wheels and the lead dog and the whatever dog, you know. No, they came up with a creative way of doing it. So don't sell yourself short. That's their creativity coming to play, and you may have a completely different slant on your topic. So kudos to Tim. Check it out, SledDogPodcast.com. And that's really going to do it for today's podcast. Let's think about what we learned today. Well, we learned that you can make money over Podcast Pickle with reviews. Special thanks to Sound Dogs for the prize. Congratulations to Paul on winning. Special thanks to Dan Johnson Jr. of Journey Inside My Mind Podcast, JIMMPodcast.com, and Rich Palmer of Audio Gumshoe, AudioGumshoe.com. Great music podcast. And check out all the last five and fives that they talked about. You can find out in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. We also learned a technique to organize your show content into a folder on your desktop. And then when you go to do your podcast, everything is in that folder. How are you organizing your content? I'd love to hear that. And again, you can call in toll-free 888-563-3228 or send it in to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And that's going to do it. And of course, you know, let's do a little quick shameless plug. If you're looking to get into podcasting, I'm telling you, schoolpodcasting.com is the place to go. Now, I know I'm biased, okay? And because of that, because I believe so strongly in our tutorials, in our personalized podcast coaching, if you don't like it within the first 30 days, quit. I'll give you your money back. It's that good. I believe in it that much. Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed. Mush!
Read the shingle, Mac. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
Yes, it is. Hey, everybody, I'm Rich Palmer, host of Audio Gumshoe. If you're looking for independent original music that deserves to be heard, then you need to turn to audiogumshoe.com. Don't wait for the commercial radio stations to spoon-feed you the same songs every 62 minutes. Get fresh new music and interviews from the artists that I feature on my show each and every episode. You can learn about what they do and why they make the music they make. And if you know an independent artist that would like to be featured on the show, point them toward our website. You can find us in iTunes or at audiogumshoe.com.
This is Dan Johnson with the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And if you come over and take a journey inside my mind, I'll be your host and your tour guide for a trip through lots of pod-safe music. We'll share a sound-seeing tour or two, lots about what goes on here in our home in Cincinnati, Ohio, with me and my wife and our daughter, who happens to be hard of hearing. Yes, that can be an adventure in and of itself. So you'll want to come over and check that out at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. It's work safe, it's family safe, good for the entire family, and it's nutritious too. Did I mention it's free? jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. Background music provided by Josh Woodward off the PodSafe Music Network with the song Adventures of a Deaf Dreamer.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Journey inside my mind. I did not hear